You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, real quick, what was the best food you had this weekend? We haven't talked food at all today.
I had a Cuban sandwich on Friday.
Oh, that's good.
I like the Cubans. Those
tasty
sandwiches.
I had brisket nachos at a little brewery that we like to go to.
Brisket. I saw the picture of that. That was
terrific. That's the one I sent you. A little cheese crumbles on
top.
How
was the layering, though?
Good layering. They know how to layer. And big chunks of brisket. Oh, my God. So
you know,
good.
I'm glad you brought up this weekend and going out. There was something I was going to write a Facebook post about, but maybe I'll just talk about it with you here. And you can, because you are all about going out to these various brew pubs, breweries, right?
Yeah,
I know
I love
you
it.
Love doing that.
I do.
So I'm not trying to be, you know, that guy. I'm not just trying to be contrarian. But I finally made up my mind once and for all on Friday that I don't like brew pubs that only sell their own beer.
You need a Michelob Ultra.
I need a choice is what I need.
Okay.
Because
that's
I've
right.
decided, just my opinion,
mm-hmm.
the majority of these brew pubs beers are not that good. And yet you're forced to just have them.
You're going to the wrong ones then, buddy.
Well, yeah, I know. But see, and that's the thing.
That's the thing.
I know it labels me as uncool because you have to be a cool kid to like all of the craft beers.
And,
like,
well, that's the thing. I don't like
beer.
All of them, but you go in and you sample.
So cool.
Get the four little glasses that you sample, you know, get choose three or four, whatever, and then find one that you like.
The thing is, no one will say what I'm saying right now, and it's probably 90% because they think I'm full of BS.
Right.
But the other 10% totally agree with me, you can't speak up and say it because it paints you as uncool.
Well, and this is beer land. I mean, every corner there's a brewery here. So.
But that doesn't automatically mean that somebody can make some beer in their toilet bowl, put it in a bottle, and
no, you
got to
go to some reputable places, you know.
It's craft beer.
Check Yelp.
I think it's crap beer many
times.
Oh,
my God, man.
So we stopped at a place Friday afternoon, and it was one of those, and we'd never been. And I was like, I was looking at their beer menu, and I was like, all they had were, you know, there. And they all have punny names.
I
right?
love
they
the names. They're so
names.
Creative. Yes.
And it was like, I tried one, and it was bad.
It's not for you. That's all right.
It was bad.
Well,
I'm not saying I've never had a craft beer that's good. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they should at least have a choice. At
just
least
somewhere
the
at the very bottom, a solid Bud Light.
Put a Stella on there or something. Put a Guinness. Let me have that.
Okay. All
I
right.
I don't want to always be forced.
Are you listening, breweries? Are you listening?
Beer.
Are you listening? Oh my gosh, you really are going to the wrong places.
Oh, don't give me that.
You do.
I know it's a snobby thing.
It's not a snobby thing. It's a fun thing to go out with friends and try new beers,
there's
man.
There's ultimately nothing more snobby than people and their alcohol preferences.
Not at craft
you
breweries.
You obviously don't know what kind
craft
of
breweries, no. If you're going to wine tastings with the charcuterie boards, that's the ultimate snobbery.
I would have to respectfully disagree.
If you're getting off the ski slope and you're going heading to a brewery in the mountains, that's not snobby. At all.
Yeah, the whole attitude about it is snobby.
Not at all. I think I like to go because it's the most
beer.
Laid back, non-snobby place.
No, it's not.
Especially when you're ordering a beer that's like called Uncle Fester's Farts or something.
You dress up in a suit and go. That's not that kind of snobby. It's the look down your nose that other people don't appreciate the craft beer like you do. Yes, I am in my ripped jeans and my flip-flops, but I'm so cool.
This is Dom talking, everybody. This is Dom. I don't want anyone emailing me.
I am speaking for the silent group of people out there that cannot speak up about it.
Fine, that's fine. All right.
Not all craft beer is good. A lot of it is horrible.
It's been said. It's been said. My phone is pinging like crazy right now. I'm not even going
to
read these.
He doesn't go to the right places.
I'm not even going
to
read these.
I know which places to go.
I do know.
And I bring
my
dog, and I look super cool.
Okay, listen, there's one aspect that I don't like about the breweries.
What's that?
No, I'm going to get the hate mail. I don't like the dogs in there. I don't need my crotch sniffed while I'm trying to enjoy a nice sour. Just saying. By a dog, that is.
Have enough of those beers. It could be some of the other patrons sniffing around.
Get your ripped jeans away from me. All right, so remind me to never invite you out for a beer.
Yeah. Sit there with your arms crossed. There's a choice.
All right,
I just want a choice.
We'll go belly up at Applebee's and you can get yourself a Stella.
Applebee's, yeah, okay. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Hey now, you've got issues and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Bam. All right, this one comes from Jill. It's not so much a problem as it is she's just wanting to know our
opinions.
If you listen, Jill, you know that we're pretty good about opinions.
Hold my beer.
We're not shy. Hi, Dom. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi.
One of my best friends told us at brunch that she and her boyfriend are taking a break. They've been together for 3 years, and I thought she might be getting engaged soon. So he's moving out for now. But she insisted that they're still really close and happy. They just need a break. Jill writes, my question for you, has anyone ever taken a break like that and it worked out? Mm. She goes, I've known at least 10 couples that took a break and not one of them got back together. I have opinions about this, but I'd rather hear what you and the listeners say. Maybe there are stories where it worked for people. Thank you. I love your show. Jill, we love you back.
Thanks, Jill. That's nice. I don't think I've been on a break. I've never been on a break.
I know. That doesn't seem like your kind of thing.
No, it doesn't. I couldn't put things on hold. I would be like, yes or no. Are we doing this or let's move on?
Your wedding got put on a break.
Yeah, that was just postponed, but we stayed together.
Right. But your wedding at least was put on
it
a
was
break.
The wedding was on a break. Yeah.
But
I'd imagine
your relationship
you've been on a
was
break.
Not.
You've been on a break.
I have. Gretchen and I took a break.
Okay. Well, there it worked.
There's one.
What are the rules for the break? Are you allowed to see other people on the break?
I guess you'd have to lay down those ground rules going into it, wouldn't you? Okay, listen. Let's talk about our break.
What are the rules? Like,
now,
can I
are you going
kiss?
To be seeing and or sleeping with other people?
Yes. Can you take the train to Pleasure Town if you're on a break?
The train to Pleasure Town?
Yeah.
Hopefully a lot of stops along the way, too.
My God. Can you kiss? I mean, can you hold hands? Can you flirt?
Well, if you're on a break.
We're on a break.
So we're going to listen. We want you to let us know your opinions on all this.
303-691-1MIX,
691-1649. Again, it depends on so many people say we need to take a break to work on ourselves. I've heard that line a lot. I need to work on myself a little bit. And yet they are working on themselves.
By working on somebody else.
By working on someone else. Getting some work done. You're
getting on that train.
Yes. And so.
See, that's not good.
I just would be honest and
that's
just couch
good.
It. It's like,
I don't like that.
Hey, I'm not sure you're the one, so I'm going to go sample some of these other craft beers over here.
Right.
And find out which one I like most. If you still kind of rise to the top, I'll come back. If people were honest, that's what they would say.
Right.
I'm not sure you're the one. I need to go out and find
and
out.
Sample.
And we couch that as, I need to work on myself. Please.
Right. And then you come back with some sort of disease and you hook back up together.
I don't think a disease is necessarily required for this. But
well, you gotta be careful out there. I need opinions because honestly, I have no idea because I've never done this. I wouldn't even know where to start with a break. For me, it would just be cut and dry. Like I said a few seconds ago, we're done. Let's move on.
So when Gretchen and I were on a break, we saw that she actually got into another like mini relationship because we were on the break for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of dated. I didn't get into a relationship with anyone. So that's how we did it. And then quite some time later, we
came back together. Well, that was a nice little break for you, wasn't it? You dated
you
or
why,
you were able
to
date you were able to date around and have some fun and then
she
you
was
came back
able
together.
To date around if
she
wanted
didn't.
To but she just started seeing one guy.
Okay.
I love it. Good Jeremy. I would never do that.
Sounds like a fun time for Dom.
K
Candace wrote in, says, boys, I love the break. I do it all the time with my boyfriend. It just works for us. We take a few weeks off every couple months to kind of decompress, live our own lives. We start really missing each other, and then we get back together. She says, it's done wonders for our relationship, and we're never frustrated with each other. That's Candace. So they have planned breaks, essentially.
Wow.
That's kind of like, interesting, isn't it?
I would have to think about that one.
Like every few months, you're like, okay, it's like vacation time, essentially. You've got PTO.
I think we need to come back around and talk about that a little bit more. Let me read a couple others. Caroline says, along those lines, taking a break is sometimes really healthy, just like we all could stand to take a break from certain friends, from our jobs. Some companies offer people sabbatical, right? So they can take us.
Yeah.
She goes, and from certain habits. I like the idea. That's from Caroline.
Okay.
Who was the guy who said,
Chad?
Kendra says, my boyfriend told me we needed a break, so I gave him, quote, his space. And 6 weeks later, he was engaged to someone. She goes, that is quite a break.
Hey, that one was in the works, it sounds like. They had a venue and everything.
And Valerie says, my husband and I took a break in our marriage. We were married 4 years. Things were getting difficult, so we separated and said that we would meet up again in 6 months. We did. It was fantastic. And we've been together 9 more years since then. Tell Jill it might be rare, but it can happen.
There you go. It's just kind of...
You know, this thing about...
It's like summer break for teachers.
Yeah.
You know, right. You're annoyed with the kids right now, but you get the summer break. And then you come back and you're like, man, I love teaching.
So who was... Was it Candace who said that they planned them?
Candace, yeah. We take a few weeks off every couple months is her message.
I'm sorry, but I find that really interesting. But again, it depends on the rules during the break. Like, you can't go off and start sleeping with people. But if you...
Yeah, I don't know what kind of lifestyle they live, but she said in her note, it just says
that's true.
To decompress and live our own lives. So maybe they focus on career a little bit or going on a vacation or hanging with their friends. I don't know if they're necessarily sleeping around, but...
I'm all for the separate vacations. So, you know, starting today, I'm a bachelor for the next 4 days because my wife is gone.
Okay.
With her daughters taking a little vacation.
What are you going to do?
And then, you know, every once in a while, I'll just pack up and go do a writing trip somewhere. Where we do separate little vacations like that.
Yeah,
and we don't
break.
Think anything of it. Whereas... And again, there's no right or wrong here, but this is the entertaining differences between Dom and Jeremy. I don't think you and Nicole have ever taken a vacation.
No, if anything, like Nicole's gone on a few business trips out of state.
Yeah,
and
but
I'll fly in.
Trips.
But I'll fly in and we'll hang out for a couple extra days, you know?
Yeah.
That was pre-kids. But no, we've never done separate. We actually really enjoy each other's company still. And so we want to experience the trip together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've never done that. Now, who's to say it's not coming down the road? But right now,
yeah, because it's one of those
fine.
Things. It's like not everyone enjoys the same kind of vacation. Like, I'll just tell you right up front where the girls left and they're spending the next 4 days is at Disney World.
Okay. And that's not for you.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
And I think they might only go to the park like one day and then they're going to do some other things and everything down there. But I'm just like, yeah,
I'm going to be at home.
You know what I fell back on was somebody's got to look after the cat. And
motion sickness. You have really bad motion sickness. So no matter what from Dom.
I think I'm the roller coaster freak in the family, actually. But even I can't get lured to Space Mountain.
Right.
Anymore,
Splash Mountain. Splash Mountain is vomit coming out of Dom's mouth.